Hey! Who got new merch, Bob?
Who did? We did.
Honestly, these are my favorite shirts that we've ever sold.
So here's the deal. We picked a bunch of new different merch. This is Bob's favorite design, which I love. I've got a beautiful design on here. It's, of course, us as unicorns hugging in the sea.
Those are also mermaids, dude.
Huh? I'm a unicorn, bud. I'm a manicorn.
Okay, I didn't know.
And Fancy also has one of me and Bobby close talking.
Yeah.
Just whispering to each other real, real close. Carlos is obviously wearing the same one that I am. We also have other shirts. What do we got? We have a bag.
We got this in white.
Christian close talking. This is a bag, so if you want to be eco-friendly, huh? You know what I mean? You can bring your own bag somewhere.
Yeah, this is made out of something good.
And this is the same design that Bob has on in a hoodie. There's a hoodie.
Yeah, check it out. Whoa. So it's like a Stardew Valley.
This is a Stardew Valley shirt.
Bad friend shirt.
Bobby's favorite. A Stardew Valley bad friend shirt. Available now as well. So go get it in the link below. You guys, click on the link in the description below to go buy some of the Bad Friends merch.
Woo!
Boo!
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Oh, wow.
Are you rolling already?
No, we're over. We already did.
I guess we're waiting for the star.
How late? How
20
you,
minutes
man?
How are you, Will? Good to see you.
I'm sorry. How are you?
Shake his fucking hand.
I'm sorry. It was a fucking parking lot. The goddamn five.
Is that what happened to you, Chad? Where do you
Chad's
live, Chad?
I live in West Hollywood. It's about a 45-minute drive. You know what I do is never leave 15 minutes or less for anything that I have to be. That's insane.
Chad and I spoke pretty candidly before the show about how often that you're late.
Yeah, that's true.
And he had some choice words, and I won't say them on the show.
And it also hurts people. It hurts people's feelings.
It's true. I know.
It does. It's like spitting in somebody's face, I think.
Yeah. It used to hurt my feelings. I'm used to it. We've been in this relationship for so long. It's just part of it now.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
You want to welcome our guests onto the show and introduce them to the fans?
Those freewheeling shows, it's just like, here we just go. Hey, man, it's just raw. You know what I mean? It's whatever happens.
Oh, you know what? I don't know what kind of game you're playing right now, but yes. It's a freewheeler.
Hey, it's really good to be here. Will Sasso and Chad Kultrum from the Dudesy Podcast. At Dudesy Pod Show on all your socials. Of course, check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple iTunes, Spotify iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. Hey, I'm sitting across from a couple of really good friends here in podcast world.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing funnier so than talented. Like being meta and making fun of a thing you do.
You guys.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what am I, a podcast guy?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, you know what
literally,
I thought? You know what
are.
I started doing?
We're I like when people, we make fun of podcasts. Like, oh, it's so lame. It's the thing we do.
Yeah.
Right. We're like, on a podcast
I'm sitting over here.
Podcast.
You're sitting over there. That color, this wall. That color, that wall. Hey, logo. Looks like us. Kind of does. Hey, rabble. You put the chopper thing into the glass.
Chris Rock.
Yep.
He's good. That was good, Chris Rock.
I thought it was Denzel at first.
Yeah.
But that's definitely Chris Rock.
Let me hear it. Do another Chris Rock.
Why does
Rock?
It have to be a black? Put the drink into the drink and get sleepy.
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi.
Is that Nancy Pelosi?
I think it is.
Yeah. Listen, we have two people here. One guy I've known since 2000. So probably 22 years.
Something like that. Yeah, man.
23 years. And the other guy I just met, but I've been a far fan.
You guys have never met?
Far fan.
We've never met. I don't think I went up to him. I go, have we met before? And he goes, no. I know you like squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They like me is more accurate, I think.
Why do you think you have a magnet for squirrels?
I don't know. One just started coming around my place. She became like a pet. She would come in every day. I'd photograph her compulsively. And I kind of trained her to be like a little cat. She would sit on my couch. I could pet her. Watch TV with her, and then eventually she started having broods of children in this nest immediately outside my bedroom window. And I'd wake up every morning, open the fucking windows, give her some nuts. She'd come out, stretch her legs, and leave me to like care for her newborn infants. And I'd get all these weird pictures
stepdad.
And videos and stuff.
Stepdad
basically,
chat.
Yeah.
That's
I don't really
cool.
want to ever have a pet. I'm not into death. But
then don't watch
pet
Alone
family.
Because this season of Alone, they're just eating squirrels, all of them,
oh,
every
Jesus
fucking day.
Christ.
And I can't watch the show because I love squirrels so much.
Me too. I will. Thank you for that recommendation. I will not watch that show.
Yeah.
It's such a good show.
It's such a great show.
They put these renegade outdoorsy people in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Survival.
Almost nothing.
Reality kind of thing.
They they document it themselves.
Oh, I
they
see. Give them film equipment. Uh-huh. It's always in like northern. You're
That's
from where you are. You're from Canada.
I'm from northern.
Yeah. Yeah. Northern Canada. Right. And it's they get 10 items.
Yeah.
Right. and it's whoever's the last man standing.
Can you survive in the wild? What do you mean, last man standing?
These people die?
No. No, they tap out. They all tap out.
No, there's two ways.
Medical, they have to medically remove you, or you tap out.
So every
Jesus Christ.
Every week they come by to see how you're doing, and if they think you're going to die, they remove you.
They test your vitals, and a lot of times they're like, you're borderline about to die. And people are like, no, I can do it. And they're like, you will die tonight in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And they fight them all the way because they win $1 million if they go to the end.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like there's one girl that had her whole foot was blue. And black.
She literally was like,
"You're
going to
lose your foot."
From what? She was like, "Take it off."
From what's it called?
Frostbite. Frostbite.
Oh, I call it wet feet. Wet feet.
That's the medical term.
Yeah, it's a wet. Yeah, the medical one's wet.
Medical
feet.
Term is wet foot.
Yeah. But
I see here, you got wet foot, boy.
Holy but they're eating so many cute things.
Birds.
Season
squirrels.
9.
Yeah.
They're eating fucking otters.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, they're so cute. You don't eat in the water.
What does an otter even taste like? It tastes cute.
It probably tastes good. Yeah,
it don't taste so adorable. It'd be a first time taste sensation, and then you wouldn't feel so hot about it.
That shows not just kick
otters and squirrels up against a tree and eat it.
Yeah, and they just kill. Yeah, so don't watch if you love squirrels.
I won't. I do love squirrels. They're would you eat my them
if no? Do you have kids?
No.
Wife?
No.
Okay. Let me in a survivalist situation. Let's suppose because we believe that global warming's here. And not going away.
I believe it, yes.
Yeah, I believe it. We're believers of the global warming.
That's right.
Right?
Hey, since when are you so afraid of summer, Lib?
Nice one, dude.
You fuck. I love it. But anyway, and so let's suppose.
Hey, oh, summer's hot.
Give it up.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Just cut your shorts shorter.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the duality Libtard. Between you two. Is that
yeah,
what it
you
is?
Know, it's a real kind of.
You do the other duality. Opposite thing. You're the right wing guy.
Yeah. That's what I adopt.
Yeah.
It's sort of a it's a new spin on the.
Can I
Stephen
ask you a question? You fuckface.
Not as long as I talk this loud. I'm going to dominate everything. You got to ask permission, and I said no. On bad friends guest. He's a bad guest.
This is what it's like to do a podcast with him, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Every
we've
fucking
seen,
time.
We've
Chad,
seen.
Chad, focus on me. Okay.
See, the thing is, we're both white nationalists. So that's we don't have shit. A. There's no
well, I applied to the Oath Keepers. They said no three
Why
times.
Why did they say no?
I don't know.
I'm a Sons of Liberty.
I'm trying to get into Patriot Front right now. Because they just march and they hang out in vans together. I like that.
You love vans.
Hang out in the fucking U-Haul until the guy, dude, talk in the U-Haul. We're fine.
Yeah.
Joe DeRosa took me to the American Legion Hall on Hollywood and just north on Highland. And then he said, you too can be a member here. All you have to be is the descendant of someone that fought. Hmm. And I was like, no shit, that's all it is? He's like, yeah, they're called the Sons of Liberty. And immediately I was like, this is QAnon. This is QAnon.
Definitely, you don't want anybody being able to Google Sons of Liberty in your name.
I was in on
it
until he was like,
up.
No, just Sons of Liberty, not that. I was like, oh, no, the door closed. I was like, never mind, this is.
Do you believe the Patriot Front did a march in the middle of downtown Boston like 3 weeks ago?
Really?
What's the and Patriot Front?
They're like a
that's white
like
nationalists.
KKK, white nationalists.
Yeah.
Okay, we're our own group. First of all, we're our own thing. It was 2.5 weeks ago. We were in Boston.
Yeah, and they were marching, and it's like I'm just saying that
they're
if
a
that
white
happened,
nationalist neo-fascist hate group. And Jesus hate is such Christ. A strong word. We don't hate anything.
Yeah, we're just, you're in a real box.
We're patriots.
Yeah, and you guys have medical benefits, don't you?
We
guys
sure
give
do.
Out medical benefits?
We have PPOs.
If I'm a black trans person, can I get in your group?
Oh,
you
course.
Have to go through the process like everybody else.
Which is
why
we take you out back and we flog you, and we tell you, we ask you if Donald Trump is your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
And you've just got to answer a few small questions, and that's it.
And we pull down your pants and see what's going on and do the opposite of that. We have a doctor in-house, and we just go, no.
Keep Boston Irish.
That's the Patriot
Irish, in quotes.
Oh, my God.
Is that really, that was at the march?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, how sad.
But what I'm saying is that if they did that in L.A., do you think that there would be more chaos? Because nothing happened. They were just... People just let it happen.
I bet you this has happened in Los Angeles, and we never heard about it. Do you know what I mean? I think in Hawthorne or something, this went down, and nobody knew.
The night before the 2016 election, I was at Hollywood and Highland seeing a movie with some friends. We came out onto Hollywood Boulevard there, and there was a convoy of pickup trucks full of pro-Trump supporters with banners, people dressed like the Statue of Liberty with their arm around people dressed like Donald Trump and shit. And I was like, what the fuck is this? This is in the heart of Los Angeles.
Wow.
This is happening.
But
and then
Hollywood
the next day,
is kind of its own world.
Totally. It's a little Wild West, a little Mad Max.
It's kind of like when someone goes, we go to New York, and if you went to Times Square, it's not New York. There's no New Yorkers there.
Right.
So Hollywood and Times Square are kind of like
Because there's touristy
zoned areas.
Locals aren't there, right? So I mean, you have tourists on Hollywood Boulevard going, oh, well, I relate, you know what I mean? But that's not real authentic LA. I mean, go to Crenshaw, you know what I mean? And Olympic.
What do you think is the most authentic LA?
Watts.
You think that's the most authentic
Los Angeles? There's Watts and then Beverly Hills.
That's all. That's LA.
That's a good cross section of.
So I would say the most authentic LA would be like East Los Angeles.
Me too.
That's very LA as well.
Like
Los Feliz.
Yeah, Mexican.
No, Alhambra
Eagle
you're talking
Rock.
About.
Alhambra's you guys though. There's a lot of Asians out that way.
I hate when you say that.
What do you mean?
You guys. What does that mean?
Well, there's four different kinds of people in this room, and you're one of the other group.
There's four of us.
Right.
Why are you making yourself out to be different?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
How about this?
He said you guys. How about this? You guys.
How about this? We both have very colorful hats.
There you go.
There's two people. We have fun hats.
Okay, but now let me ask you something. Now what happens?
Now I'm been singled out for having a silly hat. I'm the only man in the silly hat club, and I'm comfortable.
Okay, I'll put
it's
it
fine with
there.
Me. I'll put it back on. Do whatever you want. That's what Andrew's trying to tell you.
That's
you
all I'm trying to say.
Can I go back to chat about the so anyway?
Thank you, Will. Thank you, Will.
So anyway, it's,
hey, it's
global warming.
People are so, please. No.
There's no grocery stores. You're hungry. It's been 2 weeks. You haven't eaten anything, right? No electricity. It's chaos. People are dying.
Yep.
Would you eat the squirrels then?
No, man. I became vegan about 4 years ago. After some health shit. So I don't think I could ever eat an animal again.
No, yeah, he's really
you really let him down a wrong path.
Yeah, that backfired. Yeah,
I'm sorry, dude. It repulses me.
I think you would when you're hungry.
I don't think so.
Oh, so you'll rather die?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
He's vegan. Yeah. He doesn't want to eat animals.
I know, but at the end of the day, your instinct is to survive. And I think you would... Yeah. The hunger would affect your...
Maybe. You might be right. I think I would be more... likely or more inclined to kill and eat a person than I would an animal.
I was just going to ask you that.
That's
human
great,
over
great.
Animal, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of person?
Any kind.
Alhambra people?
Yeah. Alhambra. That's right.
Well, that's right. I'd go to Alhambra.
You're rich.
See what I could find.
You're lipid. You're rich in fat. I mean, that would be you. I'm saying you'd want someone not muscly.
Yeah. Well, hold on a second. You can really boil down that. They like to boil down those sinews and tendons, and they're actually very tasty. The
yeah.
way you make them.
Maybe. All right.
So it wouldn't matter how wiry you are. I'm just saying, there's some guys, so the Olympic athletes among you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you have an Olympic team. Hey, can I ask you a question? You guys got an Olympic team?
Who's you guys? USA?
Hey,
yeah.
Come on.
The USA, we do have
all right. USA, he says.
Oh, let me ask you this. Another question then, Chad.
A lot of questions on this show.
All right, let me ask you another question, Chad.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to say it like that.
I will.
Okay.
So,
say whatever you want.
Yeah, because I'm being bullied.
Just
and
fill
I'm,
out.
I'm being bullied and I'm being cornered and I'm going to fight back. I'm going to set boundaries.
Who's bullying you?
You guys.
Who's you guys? Are you talking
the whites?
Alhambra guys?
The whites!
Alhambra guys?
Yeah. So my point is this.
Hey, what
Chad.
Are you talking about? I'm Italian. Right?
Chad.
That's the new thing now.
I'm Irish.
If you had to eat two, would you eat Will first or me?
Well, I mean,
more
obviously
food.
Will, yeah.
Me, yeah, there you
well,
that's go.
Because there's more meat.
Right. That's a single kill would yield a larger
now,
meal.
Now, would you eat me or Bobby?
I think I'd probably have to go with size too. You're bigger, right?
Yeah, I'm bigger than him.
Yeah.
So
thank
would
God.
You? Okay. How about the booth
I'd line
boys.
Everybody up in a row, and I just put a bullet in the biggest
and down go down the row.
Go down the row.
So the littlest
so
guy.
So I'm the last person eating.
Chad, would you eat a person who is a vegan but has a butt implant?
Look, I think honestly, if it gets so fucking apocalyptic that I'm having to choose between which person to kill and eat, maybe I just starve to death.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I don't know. I would just
no.
You eat
the fucking squirrels, Chad.
I'd go.
I don't
all
think I could
animals.
Do it. I sincerely don't think I could.
I can't wait to forget how to speak English or whatever language anyone speaks for that matter, and just roam the earth, just pooing, smelling bad, eating people.
Okay.
Big.
You is know? This a dream? This is a dream that you have.
For now.
Oh my God.
For okay. now.
Tell me this. How do you think? Are you a man who wants to kill with his hands?
It's the only way to do it.
You love hand. What about you? Are you a
weapon? I believe
weapon?
In gun
I don't really
control,
want to kill
so.
Anyone in any capacity.
Dude, you have to. We're post-apocalypse. We told you. It's melting in London.
Then I'm going gun. Yeah. I'm going with just
you're going
a straight
with gun.
Bullet to the skull.
I like it.
As humane as possible. Quick as possible.
Gun, hands.
Well, the bullets are going to be hard to come by in this world.
Ah, they're going
to
stop making bullets.
That's why I've started stocking up.
By the way, I did see you at Gun World before this.
That's right. I go to every fucking gun show. I don't like killing people, but I'm prepared to.
But I have to.
Yeah.
What would you do? What weapon would you use to kill?
Same as Chad, but I wouldn't do it mercifully.
Oh, fuck.
You
I would shoot the foot first so they bleed out.
Huh. Wait, that's more painful.
That's what I want.
Oh, you want the pain?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why would you want to inflict pain just to survive?
Because I want them to just look at me for a while.
Yeah, but also, don't you people eat the feet? You know, I always see them on a menu with you guys. Rabble.
Sorry, everybody.
I feel bullied again.
Hey, I want to speak directly to your audience and say it's really good to be here on Bad Friends. Come check out Dudesy. It's a podcast. What?
You already did it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know when we start. This is the disadvantage of telling you when we're telling your guests when we start. On Dudesy, we have an AI telling us, begin the podcast now, talk about this right now, talk about that now. So I know you and me, Bobby, we go way back in the world of comedy where I would improvise everything. That's not the new comedy. The new comedy is listen to a computer.
That's right.
And do exactly what it says.
Okay, let's do this. You guys are our AI.
Okay.
Okay. You guys are our AI, and then you guys give us a topic.
Yeah.
What is that? What are you punching over there?
It's a computer.
That's a computer.
Yeah. It's the fucking.
Sometimes I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can I do it?
Yeah, please. Yeah. Oh my God.
Sounds like
is that a phone ringing on the computer?
It's like it's the
a rotary phone.
Rotary phone.
Oh sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enter.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to say it. If you hit it,
I know. I just want to.
Okay.
And this is a very like
space.
1980s Bing. War games movie. Yeah. Movie version Bing. Of how a computer would sound.
Bing.
January 6th commission.
Oh my God.
Oh, let's get into it.
Let's get right into it. Yeah, right into it. Thank you. Thank you, Carlos.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to do it for a different one. Different topic.
Is your AI this good? Go ahead. Enter a new topic.
Bing. The new Jurassic Park movie that came out to rent on Tuesday.
Okay.
Sure.
Did you see it?
I did not.
Did you guys see
it? Is it the Chris Pratt? Is Chris Pratt still doing it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good for
I didn't see it, but I can say this. Movies are dead. They are culturally completely irrelevant.
Yes.
Even a movie that's big like that, even Top Gun, let's say, that was like the biggest movie of the last however many whatevers, right?
Yeah.
Came and went. Years. No one gives a shit. You see two things come through your Google News. Oh my God, it's Tom Cruise's highest grossing movie ever. Don't care. What's next? What's on Netflix? Movies are dead.
Yeah, this is from a guy who wrote movies. So.
$1.25 billion.
I'm currently writing one.
$1.25 billion is kind of irrefutable. People are watching it. You're saying they're not retaining any of the joy from it. It was like in and out.
Not only the joy, it has no cultural significance, no cultural relevance. I sincerely think the last culturally relevant movie or the last artistically relevant movie was The Room, Tommy Wiseau, early 2000s. After that, once we became a movie-going audience that knows the ins and outs of movies so well that we can look at a movie like that and be entertained by how, in quotes, bad it is, how off the fucking normal beaten path it is, nothing else matters after that. And now because we have so much media on all these streaming platforms, a movie has what, a week or two to have any significance?
Wow.
I mean this when I say this.
I agree.
I want to do psychedelics with you.
Yeah, I'm in. I
swear to God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can sit for hours and talk.
Please.
And I can hear it. The way you, your cadence and your sureness, I'm like, I got to do drugs
Let's
with
do
you.
It.
I have
Let's
to do
it.
Do it. Okay.
I'm literally
I will relapse to do it with you guys as well.
Hey.
I'm not shitting you. Yeah.
You're
I
not,
will do this.
Me too. I'm dead serious.
This is on.
I'd love to do mushrooms with you.
Bobby, hold on a second. You know you're not part of their club. Nobody invited you to that. Andrew said if you want to sign up for the Irish 3%,
oh my
or whatever
God,
this
dude.
Is, the Sons of...
Sons of Liberty, keep Boston Irish.
The Sons of Liberty.
Keep Boston Irish. Are you one of us or are you not one of us? Make the decision now, boy. No, this, have you seen
this? Eat this entire boiled potato.
Dude, how to change I watched the first episode of this, and that is what made me decide, fuck it. I've never done LSD. I've done mushrooms a couple of times. I've never done any like real hard drugs per se, but... I watched that and I was like, I gotta do LSD.
Acid is cool. I'm more inclined to doing mushrooms again. Mushrooms a lot more. Acid was a little, for me, was a little too intense. I did it a few times and I was like, this is fucking really heavy.
Yeah. Hey, Red.
It felt digital.
Red, uh-huh. Excuse me.
Yeah, baby.
May I ask you something?
Yeah, of course, sweetheart.
But why would you need to do psychedelics with him when the thing that he said was you already would absorb?
Okay,
that
before you came in the room when you and I got into a fight.
what are you going to get more out of being in a psychedelic?
Because psychedelics, I think, open another fucking little chamber of
but
the mind.
He just opened your mind.
No,
without psychedelics,
Bobby.
Am I not right? All right.
No.
You're right.
Thank you.
January 6th.
I enjoyed him. I enjoyed his banter, and I thought, I bet you him and I would have really good, deep conversations on psychedelics.
We can have them now!
Yeah, but Bobby, you know, look, you guys are both right. On one hand, Chad is psychedelics. On the other hand, hey, man, that'd be a lot of fun. Now, let me tell you something. I've done mushrooms 1.5 times. One time I did it, it wasn't so fun at all because I was outside, got lost in a park in Vancouver with my fiance and was like, why the fuck did we do it this way? Ended up back at the thing and you got to be inside and with someone you trust. Sounds good. You guys don't know each other, but I know both of you, so I'd like to nominate that I'm there. When are we doing some shroomies? Can't wait for my...
See, this is great. And you can, yeah. We'll tape it and you'll see it.
Yeah, you can watch it by yourself later.
You know what it feels like?
What does it feel like?
Stop Asian hate. That's what it feels like. It feels like 6 months ago.
This show is stopping Asian hate.
Yeah, right. No,
we've stopped it because of this show.
You're doing Asian hate. I'm stopping it.
Oh, I'm doing Asian hate?
All three of you are.
In what way?
Well, you're excluding me from activities.
How?
By saying that I have to watch a tape of you guys partying?
You're sober. We gave you a trophy when you kicked the habit.
Yeah, I said I was willing to relapse to do the fucking thing, man.
This says Bobby Lee, kick the habit, 2022. It's done. You're sober now.
Tell me more,
hey guys,
Chad.
Let me tell you
me more, Chad.
Hey, you two bad friends. Let me be your good friend and let you know.
Here.
You're both right.
See?
Okay? Because
we're both right.
Andrew's right because he gave you a nice trophy. He didn't want you to kick the habit. And I'll sit here and tell you, on behalf of the vegan sitting next to me, shroomies are just mushrooms. It's not going to hurt you. It's not a drug. Come on.
Yeah.
You can come with us.
You can come with us.
Okay. I would never want to drag somebody back into this shit, though. If you're like, legitimately,
let him make him do it.
Liquid IV. I don't like water, but I love Liquid IV in water.
I like Liquid IV inside of water because it makes it better than water because water is
the hot summer months are here, Andrew, and we need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated.
Making hydration priority can help us feel healthier in our everyday lives.
One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you two times faster and more efficiently than water alone.
That's right. Plus, Liquid IV products taste great with 10 refreshing flavors like Concord Grape, Lemon Lime, Piña Colada, and Tropical Punch. Sounds like summer, doesn't it?
Yeah, and what does it contain? That many people ask me about that with Liquid IV.
People always say, Bob, what is it?
I'll tell you what it contains, man.
What?
Five essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12.
Hold on. There's no vitamin C in there, is there?
And vitamin C.
Amazing. Three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks with major premium ingredients. It's non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Let me tell you something. Me and Bob love this jazz. I like throwing it into my water because water gets boring after a while, and Liquid IV makes it taste good.
Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 15% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's 15% off anything when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code BADFRIENDS at liquidiv.com.
Upstart!
Bob, have you ever been broke?
Oh my God,
have you ever
so
had
many...
credit card debt?
Oh, ooh la la.
Ooh la la. It can
I've
be
had
hard.
So much of it. But
it
you know what?
So dude? Hard.
Back in the day when I had financial problems, mm-hmm. I wish there was Upstart.
Yeah, I wish it was there too. Because it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when you have a high interest debt.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's even harder to ask for help. That's where Upstart comes in.
So let me ask you something. What is Upstart?
Upstart says goodbye to high interest credit card debt. It's one of the first steps towards financial independence. It's, you know, the interest month after month can feel like you're in a never ending hamster wheel. That's where Upstart takes over. It's personal loans. Upstart powered personal loans can help you pay down high interest debt all online with one simple and easy to understand payment term.
And it's helped over 1.8 million customers on their path to financial freedom.
Whether that's paying off a credit card, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, Upstart can help you get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date.
You can check your rate in minutes for loans between $1,000 to $50,000 without impacting your credit score.
That's incredible. So don't wait, guys. Check your rate today at upstart.com/badfriends. That's upstart.com/badfriends to check your rate today. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know that we sent you.
Go to upstart.com/badfriends.
Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit income and certain other information provided in your loan application.
May I ask you a question then?
Sure.
Because I know that Andrew and I have a longing to be in movies and TV on.
Yeah.
We, you know, we like it, right?
You guys are
But it's like, do you think we're just throwing it away? Like, because
No. I don't think it's like that you should stop doing it. I'm still fucking writing TV shows and movies and books and whatever. Books are a little different, I guess. But it's just about screens. You want your face and whatever you're doing, your creative work, to be on as many screens as you can possibly have.
No. Right.
Movies just aren't as important as they used to be. They're still going to be made. They're going to be churned out because all these streaming networks, there's over 200 of them now, have to have a constant volume of shit to keep people engaged enough to pay $7.99 a month or whatever. So they're going to need the movies. They just aren't like what they used to be.
What's going
to
separate the class of all of the muck from the thing that breaks out then?
Well, eventually it's going to be AI procedurally generated media.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it will.
We argue about this all the time. No, it will not.
It's already happening.
You're not replacing the artist, though. You can call it art if you like.
It's already happening.
Have you
guys seen any of the AI image generation tools?
Yeah,
yes, it's fucking crazy. Yes.
So OpenAI is going to release DALL-E, the full version, for a monthly fee in the next month. Graphic designers, gone. That job's gone. storyboard artists gone. And eventually, these things are going to filter their way into being able to make full video based on scripts they write. You're basically going to be able to ask your phone at one point, hey, Netflix, give me a new season of Game of Thrones, and it will make it. And you can tell them to put whatever actors you want in it. Fuck. Or create new actors. Eventually, deepfakes.
But guess what, Chad?
Yeah.
The AI can't create soul.
That's right.
I think it can.
The human... The human,
but on the second hand, you say on the
soul,
the human soul. Yeah, you don't believe in souls.
Not
at all.
Soul Korea. I meant the other soul.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, no, oh yeah. Oh, you thought I meant Soul Korea because of Korean?
No, no, I didn't know.
I was like, of course I can make South Korea. That's such an easily.
No, 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 no. I meant the human soul. I meant the human soul.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I don't think like
you still think I mean Soul Korea.
I still think you mean.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think Disney executives who are making billions of dollars a year for a giant corporate greed machine are creating soul?
They did do that movie Soul, which actually was quite good.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was actually quite good.
No, you're right. You're right. The,
you know what I mean?
Obviously,
I don't give a fuck
the
either.
Root of it is capitalism. But what I'm saying is, I'm talking
a great
about
movie. Disney and Pixar, yeah, great movie.
And Eric Griffin was amazing in that. You know what I mean? And I love that they made him skinny.
Well, that's Eric.
Yeah, that's Eric
Griffin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big Griff.
So, what I'm saying is that
the cat too?
Because you're saying that they would generate, you know what I mean, artificial actors, right?
Yeah.
And don't you think that people can read? Because even when I see. What?
He doesn't believe that.
We're so close to crossing the uncanny valley. You're looking at Carrie Fisher coming back from the dead in Star Wars, Paul Walker coming back from the dead in Fast and Furious, whatever.
Yeah, James Dean.
We're there now.
James
Within
Dean.
10 years, I think The Rock is going to be in every movie. He's just going to license his fucking face. And if you write movies, you're going to have to write a Rock character for your fucking movie. And they're just going to be like, hey, Rock, can we pay you $200,000 to CGI your face over this fucking
Well,
character?
We have him here.
Sure
the
thing,
Rock,
dude.
Would you want to do that? Is that?
I would love to do that. Me and my friend Kevin Hart will be in every movie moving forward from 2024 on after I'm inaugurated in 2025.
The Rock, how much are you still selling your tequila?
Tramana. I love Tramana.
Do you drink it often?
I pull the agave right out of the ground and I make Tramana in a form-fitting button-down shirt so that you can go, I'm working really. Look at my shirt. I got a blue shirt.
Look, he's just sitting there with his barrels.
Tramana.
What comes in those barrels, The Rock? Tequila's not in those barrels, is
that's,
it?
That's human growth in the back of the barrels behind you. And that's how we make the Tramana.
It's barrels HGH. Of HGH,
right? Yeah. It's HGH, and every bottle of Tramana is half HGH. That's what makes the Tramana taste like Tramana.
If I have low Tramana, then yeah, should right. I have
that's
some
what,
of this?
That's what low T is. It's low Tramana. Get on the T. The Tramana.
Tramana.
I like it when you do it.
I want to do it.
Tramana.
Tramana.
Dude, that's
Kevin Hart and I are going to smack each other in the face with tortillas
because
the kids are going to do it. But you better not smack me too hard, bitch. Tramana.
Because of you, Will, because of that from your show, I have accidentally done that in public.
Said Tramana?
Yeah, because in the middle of someone talking like, oh, I kind of want tequila, and I'm like, Tramana. Because of you, and people are like, what? And I'm like, nothing.
I love The Rock. I love
The Rock. Yeah, we do too. Really? Yeah, we love
dude. The guy. Yeah, oh, I didn't know if you knew that, Chad.
What about Hulk Hogan?
I love Hulk Hogan. Let me
really?
Tell you all about him.
Oh, shit.
Clock spinning. But
when we were in Florida, didn't you see him?
I went to his bar for a minute and said hello. I hadn't seen him in many years. But
we did a movie together.
That's right. Bobby and I did a movie together.
A month and a half ago.
Yeah, something like that.
It's going to win all kinds of
awards. Thank you so much for coming out to do that. Oh, wow. Is it ever. Bobby, did you have a good time? We were on the set. We were in an office.
Well, the hotel was near the airport, and there was no restaurants near it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But other than that, you went there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to a place called Hogan's Hangout.
Did you see him?
Yeah, I saw him for a minute. Yeah, I saw
was
him.
That in there? That Hulk Hogan statue?
There was all sorts of swag.
Is he there every day?
He's there on Mondays. He does a karaoke night.
Did he recognize you?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, oh, hey, it's that guy. We've talked. He's been conscious of me, which is very odd. I've met him a few times way back in the day. When we were doing all that Mad TV stuff and wrestling and this and that. And then in some years after that, but I hadn't seen him in well over a decade at this point. Anyway, good memories. Not too many chair shots to the head for him. It was back in the 80s, brother. They didn't do that whole bleeding and chair shot thing, dude. They just, just put a hand to the ear in front of the crowd, brother. Get him worked up. And another guy who knows how to do that is The Rock, brother. I pass in the Taurus resume 18. Let me tell you this about The Rock. I love The Rock. I didn't know that it was called Tramana. I thought it was called Tramana, and that's why I like to say Tramana, and now it's stuck. But I like it because we're giving it our own spin. And if you join us in the Sons of Liberty, we'll teach you how to say some secret words that nobody else knows. And you and your orange hat.
We'll turn you Irish in no time, Bobby. What do you say?
You've already got the name for it, Bobby.
You've already got the name for it.
Bobby McLean.
I'll try.
Bobby McLean.
You've already got the name for it.
So Bobby and I have worked on impressions for decades together.
I want to do more Irish. Teach me Irish.
Hoim. This is how you say it. This is how you would fool anybody. Ready?
Yeah.
You got to use the H's. Uh-huh. Andrew will tell you this. No, you got to say Hoim. 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 Irish.
Hoim Irish.
Hoim. Yeah.
Somehow more Asian for some reason.
No, because you're looking at my face.
No.
Close your eyes.
Close my eyes.
Close your eyes.
Okay, everybody, close your eyes.
Yeah. Do it again.
I'm Irish.
I'm Irish.
I'm Irish.
Yeah. Do it again.
I'm Irish.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember we did this on the show already, and I taught you the
Yeah, but you don't know how to do it. He knows how to teach me.
Oh, okay. You're right.
I think he's better.
We teach each other. I taught him.
All you have to do is say Conor McGregor.
Okay.
Conor McGregor.
It's Conor McGregor. There's almost Conor no McGregor. Way to not say his name Irish.
Chad, you do it.
Conor McGregor.
See?
Yeah, Conor McGregor.
It's almost impossible. Say Conor McGregor without the accent. Conor McGregor. It sounds
Conor
wrong.
McGregor.
No.
Here's
Conor McGregor. It's Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you see what he does at the end? Hold it, right? You got to go up. So anything you say, January 6th Division. Anything you say.
All right, how about, give me a different accent then. Like Scottish.
Jesus. Okay, Scottish.
Go, I want to be like
then you go down. Yeah, Scottish. January 6th Commission.
William
William Wallace. You do a bit about it.
So give me a William Wallace.
Yeah, don't use any vowels. Just go say William Wallace without any vowels in a gruff voice.
What are the vowels? Okay, William.
Tell him a vowel.
William Wallace.
I'm your uncle.
I'm your uncle.
Yeah.
I'm William Wallace.
Yeah, what did you do?
That was very Japanese.
Is that William Wallace right there?
That was a very good...
Chinese Scott described as pillar of community order to leave Scotland by Home Office. He was kicked out of Scotland, this poor Chinese man?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Why?
He seems to be one of the few Chinese people there.
See, you know how fucked up that is? I thought he was Scott. The moment I looked at him, I thought, that's a Scottish man if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
And that man was removed...
I thought that was William Wallace.
How does he say his name? Go ahead.
William Wallace.
There it is. That's William Wallace right there. And he's showing you, I have an Irish or a Scottish citizenship, huh?
Yeah.
And they bullied him out.
Guys, we're not so bad here in the United States. Over there in the UK,
let's do Asian
Chinese
ones now.
People
everyone does an Asian accent now.
Everything, the tar is melting off of the roofs in the UK.
Chad, so you think that it's obsolete, right?
Only culturally.
Culturally obsolete.
Not financially. It's still a big part of the business, obviously. But basically, like making a movie now is just an episode of a TV show.
But let me ask you something. You think then AIs, right, will replace podcasting?
Oh, for sure.
They're doing that. That's what we're doing.
You're still coming up with it. You're still.
No.
The AI tells us what to do. As an example, the AI, have you heard of Hulk Hogan, the wrestler? So anyway, the AI will write news stories and say, you know, news podcasts are very popular. We'll read these news stories in the voice of Hulk Hogan.
But they can't do humor.
Yes, dude. This AI is funny. The shit it writes is fucking funny.
Theirs is very funny.
Makes us do weird shit. Like, it'll give us, at the end of every episode, it gives us, like, little assignments. Like, you have to go watch Running Man, and then next week you're going to have to talk about it. Sometimes, like, it made us one time, each of us had to create a song and bring it in. We played the songs. Our whole audience then voted on which one was the best, and the loser got shamed. We didn't know what the fuck that was until the AI was like, now the loser has to dress up as the crow. Like, full crow cosplay.
I saw you in
movie.
That. It was so good.
Well, and
so
only
Will
because
has to dress as the crow.
So I dressed up as the crow because the AI was picking up on the fact that we kept talking about the crow. We, for some reason, were like, yeah, the crow. And we made this weird assimilation between the crow and Batman, and then Dudesy did. It's all very weird. Before the Batman came out and so-and-so looks like the crow in it, at any rate, it made me dress up like the crow. That's kind of funny.
Sometimes it makes us smoke weed before episodes, like get as high as possible.
Yeah,
and then
come on
we have
down,
to do an
Andrew,
episode.
Not you, though.
What about live comedy shows?
It'll work the same. It'll just
you think in 10 years, that'll be obsolete, too?
It'll just be something else. I don't think it'll be obsolete. I think it'll be like, telephone, or whatever the telephone fucking becomes. Can you make me a new Richard Pryor special? And it will just make one where he's talking about contemporary events.
You could probably go, hey.
Oh, so depressing.
You'll go, hey, Netflix, show me Richard Pryor telling jokes about abortion, fucking January 6th, whatever. Yeah. And then it'll fucking go, and then you'll see Richard Pryor doing those jokes about that. There, Aaron Weber, who I've talked about on the show, good comic, he just promoted a there is a brand new app or program where you can, it generates art. You can just ask it anything and it'll generate all this original fucking artwork.
Yeah, that's DALL-E.
DALL-E.
DALL-E, that's what
it's
called?
Well, there's a bunch. There's Imagen, Google has one.
But do DALL-E, I think that's the one. I think that's the one. How do you spell that?
I'm so scared right now.
DALL-E.
Yeah, DALL-E, okay.
Andrew, we're done.
But wait, let me finish this. So this DALL-E thing, you have to sign up for them to be, right? Like they put
The full DALL-E version is in beta right now, but they're going to put it out very soon for like a monthly chart.
So he was selected by one of these groups. Yeah. Like you put your name in the hat to be like, hey, I want to be a part of the test group. And he just got assigned because he put it up on Instagram and was like, yo, ask me anything.
That's awesome.
And every fucking image, the creepiest part to me was someone would go Darth Vader eating soup, right? You can go a million ways. The visual of Darth Vader eating soup changed so many different formats and ways that I was like, I don't know if a human could come up with this if they took 100 years.
This is the tip of the iceberg, dude.
It was creepy as fuck.
An image is just a series. It's like a brick of pixels. Each pixel is a little square that has a numerical value of light to dark and red, green, blue. So to create every image possible to be generated is possible. We just don't have the computing power yet. But with quantum computing around the corner, I think that's going to exist within the next 15 years or so.
Fuck.
Just a giant database of literally every image.
So, okay, look, a text
and
prompt.
And we'll just scroll
down a little bit. Down a little bit, please. Look, a storefront that has the word OpenAI written on it. That's it. And then these are all generated from a computer. None of that is real. None of those pictures are real.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen the AI-generated people that now exist, right? Ad companies use and stuff.
Yes.
They're not real people, but they look photorealistic. There are videos. You can just type in what you want them to say, and they're like, hello, welcome to our company.
And they look like perfect mixed race.
Those are AIs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are all fake people.
And this is, again, this is the wheel. Eventually, there's going to be a fucking Ferrari. You know, we're just at the tip of the iceberg of this shit.
It's how come the sex depressing. Dolls still look so bad?
That's a good question.
They look so fucked. They always look. There was a man.
Yeah.
Dude, the guy. There was a guy that just got a divorce from his wife so he could marry his sex doll.
Yeah.
Nice.
And she said it's because they made it look too much like her. Like they sent in her photos and he wanted her over the.
No.
But she still looks like shit. They don't look good yet. All this power?
They're going to.
Look at this here. There is this the guy? He married his robot sex doll, Margot. Is that? Yeah, that's it. But honestly, they still look like shit.
You know why? I think it's
there
still
she
because
is.
There's still too much stigma
over big fake tits and skinny waist and big butt thing.
Male looking, female looking, whatever kind of sex robot you might want. I think there's still too much stigma around this.
Yeah.
But eventually
a
that's
like
going to fucking
Fisher.
That'll bleed off. It's like online dating. You remember when online dating first fucking happened and people were like, oh, how'd you guys meet? It was at a friend's party, right? Like nobody would say they met online anyway.
Right.
Now it's the primary way everyone meets.
If I had a wedding and I was marrying let's just listen, all right?
The answer is yeah.
And you would come
to my
wedding.
I would officiate it.
Fuck yeah.
I would officiate.
You think everyone will come to that wedding? Would you make fun of me?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of going.
I'm an officiate.
It's real love.
I know.
All right? I don't want to be fucking mocked at my own wedding.
I would make fun of you if you married a human. What would be the difference?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, there'd be zero difference.
Yeah, I don't
you
think
married.
I would invite you to my wedding. Would you guys mock me at my wedding?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Would you?
I'm down with this
Will.
Shit.
But deep down inside, you'd be like, this is not real.
No, Will, dude. Would you mock him at his wedding?
Yeah.
Well, what?
I'd give you guys a gift of a bunch of car batteries or something. Like
that's mocking. That's fun.
Well,
because my wife loves that.
Look, there they are together.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy, this ain't real.
Yeah, oh yeah, and he dresses her up, which is even more fun.
That's amazing.
So he goes shopping often for her clothes.
He's just going viral.
But
being
that guy is fucking, let's say, I mean, we don't know this man, but let's say this man is happy doing this.
He probably is.
What's fucking wrong with
that? Nothing at all. My comment was how they still look kind of, that still looks like a toy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why can't we make it look real?
I mean, I think that's coming, but also this kind of an aesthetic is its own thing. I mean, if you look at like what's going on right now with Gen Z and
like,
all
the
different
vlogging
they're doing.
Like you mean he wants to fuck a doll? Is that what you're saying?
What's that?
Like he prefers a physical
that
doll.
Look, yeah.
Yeah.
In the next generation
look at the most
of this,
realistic sex doll.
Kids are going to be fucking things that look like anime characters
look at
and
that
unicorns and whatever. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's like a luxury one.
Looks pretty real.
I guess, yeah.
The answer for impersonal sex is not in, you know, crude rubber, you know, robots and stuff. That's not where we're headed. As Chad will tell you, it's the metaverse. So, you know, you put on your Oculus, right? And you put something on your penis, right?
Yeah.
The thing and
I think that
what do they call it when it touches back?
Haptic feedback.
Haptic feedback. Oh, now, yeah, the best kind of haptic feedback is what you do is you
Bill, I like to grab the ass.
Well, this my solution.
That's my thing.
My solution would have that for you. And all you have to do
ass grab.
Is put on the Oculus and then you know, insert yourself into a sexual partner.
Okay.
Now, hold on a second. You keep the Oculus on, but you have sex with a person. And then, you know, you can kind of believe whatever that is. As a matter of fact, it would probably help a lot of marriages. Yeah. Let's put our Oculus on. Who are you having sex with?
Well, you don't ask. You don't. You just, you let them do it. Because then it's like we're both having our fantasy then.
Right.
And the Oculus is like, this past week, an experiment was just done with the first AR contact lens. So instead of wearing like Google Glass or whatever, you just put in contacts and I get full heads up display of everybody's vital stats and wherever the fuck I want.
It's the future, we're here.
Yeah, and that eventually is going to become VR.
Your clothes.
That contact will be, you can switch between AR and VR
and the motorcycle
instantaneously.
Now, Chad, can I ask you, is this gay? Let me ask you if something's gay, right?
Oh, I don't know why you're asking me. But
this is my favorite segment of Bad Friends.
We do this every fucking week.
So if I have the little thing on my penis, right?
Well, maybe
the haptic. And they have the haptic.
You don't insert it into your urethra. It's something that goes around your penis.
I understand that. I'm not going to stick it inside my body.
You just said I stick it on my penis.
On it. Not in it.
Sorry. Right? It doesn't go on the tip. Unless that's what you want.
Around the penis, right?
Yeah.
And I have the thing on my head, right? Mm-hmm. But then I asked Chad, can I touch your ass? Would that be considered gay?
Why is he in the room?
What? I'm I'm an ass guy. I like his ass. I'm not gay.
Yeah.
But I want to do the, I'm you know what I mean? I'm making love to, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'm one of your best friends.
That hurts. I would not do you.
Why?
Because you would laugh.
I would, yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
I would hear you laugh.
Okay, how about this? If I put tape over my mouth and I promised I wouldn't laugh, the only way I would let you grab my ass while you were in VR is if you weren't jerking off at the same. I don't want you tugging and grabbing my ass.
No, I'm not touching your dick. I have the haptic on my penis.
And you're grabbing my ass.
And yeah, and I have the thing, so I'm making love to a woman in the fucking thing.
I think that's fine. I'll let you do that.
No, but I'll tell you why I wouldn't use you. Because I would feel like I was going to be rushed.
What do you mean?
Well, I just feel like you have shit to do.
I got stuff going on.
Yeah, and I feel like after like 10 minutes, I'd be like, oh, I just feel like he has an audition. You know what I mean? I would like be in my head. It would fuck me up.
But you're
I feel
worried
like
about
he would finish.
Why? What do you?
There's something about him. That
he's
he would
busy.
Finish.
I would finish.
I think
like you would stand there because you're a nice guy. You would stand there and just let me finish.
I'll let you finish.
Well, he would probably come over to set it up for you because he knows all that geeky stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But Andrew would be with him because they're doing shrooms together.
That's right.
Yeah. And then Chad's on the other side of the room, you know, going boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, trying to set up your your fucking haptic penis urethra insertion.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be grabbing Andrew's ass in the meantime because you don't know. You're in the metaverse.
I think it's
just like we said. Don't ask, don't tell.
Shady Rays, baby. Sunglasses season is here, and there's a no better option than our friends at Shady Rays.
Shady Rays is an independent sunglass company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair that we've ever worn. Durable frames and extremely clear polarized lenses for outdoor adventures.
These are so dope. That's not all, Andrew. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair is backed by lost and broken replacements.
Right, though, if you lose a pair, you break a pair, even on day one, which is insane if you did that. But even if you did, they told us they're going to send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase.
And if you don't love them, Andrew, exchange for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days.
Come on, dude. Look, we're wearing two of the sexiest pairs that we think are available right now. And I wear them all the time. I actually love them. I wear them when I golf because I like how it's polarized to keep my little eyeballs safe from the sun skis. I love Shady Rays. They're incredible.
Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code BADFRIENDS for 50% off two pairs of polarized sunglasses.
Wow. Go to ShadyRays.com, use the code BADFRIENDS for 50% off two plus pairs of polarized sunglasses. You can try yourself these shades. Rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. ShadyRays.com. Use that code BADFRIENDS.
Vroom! You can buy a car entirely online and have it delivered straight to you so you never have to go to the dealership again. That's what I did for my new car
your brand new fancy car.
I used Vroom and they brought it right to my house and it was so convenient.
You didn't have to go anywhere.
No, dude. I didn't have to go walk around that hot.
Talking to those guys in suits. They're like, hey, let me get you the best deal that I can. Okay. Every time I've ever been to a car dealership, I got to tell you, it's always a hassle, and they're always like, let me talk to my manager, and they're just wasting time talking about how you're a schmuck, you're going to overpay for a car. I hate going to car dealerships.
And with Vroom, you can browse thousands of cars in one place. So you don't have to spend your weekend driving out to a million different dealerships or meeting up with a stranger to buy a car. Like,
come on, man. Come when on, you man. Shop on Vroom.com, you never have, to haggle, man. Never have to negotiate for the price of a car. And when you sell your car on Vroom, if you have a car and you want to sell one, you get a price instantly. You don't have to waste time at a dealership with flaky buyers or go back and forth and all that crap. They do it right then, right now.
Vroom is entirely online, so next time you need to buy a car, just grab your phone, go to vroom.com, and check out thousands of great cars.
That's vroom.com. Vroom.com. A guy last night, I'm not kidding, at the me and Fahim and Ali Makovsky were sitting eating a piece of pizza, and a guy overheard our conversation and knew that we were comedians, and then out of nowhere was basically just like, sorry to interrupt and eavesdrop, I heard you guys are comics. What do you guys know about comedy in the metaverse? And I was like, look, I don't, first of all, don't. Yeah, don't just talk to us out. It was so fucking uncomfortable.
First of all, don't.
Like, I'm eating pizza, and you're like, you obviously have listened to our whole conversation.
Yeah.
But then he was like, and then Fahim actually engaged with a guy and was like, yeah, well, I did shows on Zoom, but everybody hated it. And he was like, I do think comedy is going to live heavily in the metaverse. And I was like, I highly doubt it. He's like, you don't know what you're talking about. And I said, here's the deal. We do this for a living. Performance stuff, though, like beyond what we were talking about before, live performance where it's immediate feedback, I don't think has any space in this world.
Agreed.
I just don't think it'll ever live there.
I'll tell you this. Have you guys done any VR?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have Oculus at home.
As do I. Have you watched any basketball games?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
What'd you think of that?
Look, dude, I'm an avid sports fan.
Okay.
So I'm maybe the wrong audience. I want to be there.
Yeah.
Or it's in the background at my house.
Well, I mean,
I want to physically be there.
It's not...
I can't, that didn't work for me. It just, I know what you're saying. It was amazing to watch.
Yeah.
But I also, the whole time, because of my consciousness, was like, I'm still just in this bullshit watching this.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson's not there.
Right, he will.
No, he was. He was.
Oh, he was here? He was there in the metaverse.
But I think it's cool. I just, there's something missing. Live performative things, there's something that you need the physical energy and presence of humans that I don't think you'll ever be able to do with that thing.
I agree with you. I don't think it's there yet. I think it will eventually get there. I think every kind of human experience will be replaced by something digital, or at least a very close approximation of it. Close enough that you'll be like, well, fuck, I can't make it to that baseball game. Will I pay $1 to fucking basically be there?
That's worth it. Like, I just think it still won't replace live... crowd mentality, there's something about, I mean, have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Mm-hmm.
I talked about this with someone before. It's hard to articulate because I'm not intelligent enough, but truly something happens in your brain when you see nature at its in wonder. I wish there was a way to describe it, but it does something physically to you.
It's just a canyon.
That no matter how immersive you could get, you'd never be able to match it.
Yeah, no.
Huh?
It's just a fucking canyon.
This is the Bobby's World thing we talked about before. You're so not present. It's a canyon. It's a marvel. It's a wonder.
I've seen canyons. I'm a canyon guy.
Oh, you're a big canyon guy?
I've been canyons all over the world, man.
What canyons have you seen?
I've been to a canyon in Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
I don't know what it's called, but I saw it.
So you really enjoyed the time.
I'm just saying, when you see one canyon, you've seen them all.
But this guy is perfect for what I'm saying. He's good for the guy that just puts on the thing.
It's like
but,
me saying, I saw a river. It was amazing. Who gives a fuck?
See, and he needs to be.
I think there's still a level of immersion that isn't quite happening yet. You still have to put on this fucking chunky thing on your head.
Yeah.
You still don't have 360 view. It's still like the resolution's kind of shitty still. That's going to change.
What
like
about sporting events? You think sporting events? There's no way to do that because you
where were you 5 minutes ago?
Hang on.
No. Wait.
It's almost as if we just said this.
No. You saw a basketball game that was actually happening, right?
Dude, we just had a conversation.
No, I'm thinking CGI players.
No. It was a real game.
Yeah.
I watched a real basketball game.
Right. That was like really happening that I could turn on the TV and watch.
Yes.
Right. What I'm saying is can you... those are real humans playing, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are those real humans going to be replaced by...
Here's what I think is going to happen to sports.
That's what I'm asking.
I mean,
do you follow any esports? Just people playing video games as professional athletes?
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
So that's basically you're watching... Like,
but still
you're watching
controlling it.
Sure, but you're also watching the thing they're controlling, which is a computer generated... Like if you're watching Overwatch, you're watching the characters they're playing. You're watching the guy playing that character, but you're also watching those characters. I think what's going to happen to sports... primarily with the advent of AR, is that you're going to see it start merging into the sports. Already you have things like in baseball, umpires blowing fucking perfect games on the last call of a game and shit.
Yeah.
That happened a couple of years ago. That's going to be fucking gone.
Sensors, I'm into that.
And everything, cameras and everything. Basketball, people fucking flopping and shit left and right. Whoever. I mean, basketball to me is one of the most corrupted games by human error.
Yeah.
Because the referees like never know when it's a foul.
Well, the rules are also quite fringe.
Soccer too, is like that.
Soccer is like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying that, but there's no way a computer is going to determine who the winner is. No one will watch that.
No, what do you mean?
Like if there was a,
they do that. They've been doing that for
a computer animated game.
Every single every single AI game
would have a randomized finish, a randomized result based on what happens during the game. It's like any other experiment. The AI doesn't necessarily know what's going to happen at the end.
Yeah. And it's like characters. Do you follow Lil Miquela? Do you know her at all?
No, but
she's a computer generated influencer.
Oh, really?
Doesn't exist. Just a full fucking computer generated influencer.
So creepy, dude.
She's got a couple of million followers, I believe, on Instagram. Gets brand deals left and right.
Really?
Will there be a time where we have a computer generated?
Wait, that girl's,
she's not real.
No, wait, wait. That picture's real.
No, she's not real. She doesn't exist.
Okay, go down to the photo. The first photo. That's not a real person.
It's a fake.
That's correct.
She has a new single out.
She hasn't. Right. She just dropped
a new single. Oh, we're fucked. We gotta save her money.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. We have to save her money.
Well, we're both.
Well,
guys,
you just told me to buy you a $6,000 sex doll, and now I have to save my money. What? You gotta pick a lane, buddy.
Relax. Listen. In the world I see, up in the northern where I'm from, I'm gonna buy a plot of land over an aquifer. You're all welcome up there.
Thank you,
Bobby. We're gonna have the urethra implant haptics pen.
Yeah,
it'll go right in your penis.
Okay,
we'll put a fucking Oculus over your face.
God,
you can pretend you're banging whichever NBA star you like with whatever kind of upturned Asian penis you like.
Okay,
you know, like not even a real like. Oh, it's Blake Griffin, but he's got this kind of.
Right.
And with the hook, like Andrew's talking about.
My fave.
Like Blake Griffin, Halle Berry's pussy.
Right.
Okay.
Because, and, yeah, exactly. And Blake Griffin with Halle Berry's pussy.
Yeah.
You will be able to get that delivered to your door within 24 hours, I think, within 10 years.
I'm going to watch the AI movie called Bobby Lee the Movie. I'll be like, turn on Bobby Lee the Movie. And just based on this conversation in 5 years, it's going to be the opening of the movie is Bobby coming in, like turning on the lights in his place, sitting down and go, like after a hard day, drops a briefcase for some reason and goes, Blake Griffin with Halle Berry's pussy.
And RBG's breasts.
RBG's.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then just a pen will insert into your
penis. Chun Yun Fat's eyes. I like his eyes.
Dude, this is a remake. This is the remake that Netflix will do starring you of Weird Science.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how many people do you think will pay for that? Will that be? Will film have made its comeback by
it
that time?
It won't matter. It'll take like...
Yeah.
Nobody's
making any of this. There's no physical production
anymore. Will anybody get paid anymore? Will there be any monetary
exchange?
The CEO
of Netflix.
Yeah, the one person.
Yeah.
Wow, good for
them. All the money has to go to one person
at
a certain point.
So when is this going to happen?
I would say...
when is it going
to
happen?
I think you're already starting to see...
No, but when do I have to find a job?
You're there now, buddy.
No, I mean, I think you'll be okay. You'll probably be able to license yourself into AI other shit. Like you want Bobby Lee in a movie and a TV show?
Right.
They'll just send you a fucking check for whatever your rate is, and then you'll be in that movie or TV show.
I don't think any... I got to say, I'm with the
That's
guys
already
here.
Happening, dude. Bruce Willis was in a fucking cell phone commercial in Russia.
Yeah.
That he ain't in. He just licensed his face.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, he's
and did they AI talk, made him talk?
Yeah.
Can we do that? Bruce Willis commercial
fucking
in Russia?
Fucking Val Kilmer. You're talking about Top Gun? They AI'd his whole fucking voice in Top Gun Maverick is not Val Kilmer's voice.
By the way,
that is an AI.
Can I say a side note? Definitely cried during that scene. It wasn't even that strong of a scene, but I cried because I saw the guy. And then because I watched a documentary before that, and I was like, this is the saddest shit I think I've ever seen in my life. A hero who can't talk anymore. Yeah. It was so... I kind of do wish, no shot at the people that made the film, I wish they made a little bit more of a meal out of that scene. In a way...
Made him sing or something?
Well, make him dance.
Like
make
Frank
him dance.
Sinatra songs.
Yeah. Wait, this is... Okay, this is
Let's
it.
Let's see the Bruce Willis
That's
commercial.
All right.
That's the guy who got kicked out of Ireland. It looks fake.
Yeah, it does look fake.
Isn't the point of this.
No, but I know what you're saying. It's as close as I think it could get, but that's
for now,
Yeah.
In the next 5 years, this shit is going to be perfected.
Russian deep cake. She makes deep cakes.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
All from the comfort of her own kitchen. Two girls, one cake.
You guys have seen deepfake Tom Cruise on
I've
TikTok.
Seen
that shit looks real in most cases.
Look at that.
You know?
That guy is so good.
His impersonation's unreal.
It's uncanny.
So good.
The witch?
The Tom Cruise, fake Tom Cruise.
Oh, oh, I wish she had Bruce Willis's face. I don't like her face.
Okay, oh, all right, damn. Bobby, we're not going to do that.
Shit got real.
He does. He, if he decides he doesn't like your face, boy, oh boy, does he check out.
Yeah, I check out.
He's a big time, I don't like your face guy.
Yeah. I'm a face guy for sure.
I mean, that shit looks real,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that does look pretty real. Real.
Yeah, get that. Get it out.
And this, again, this is just some guy with a fucking TikTok account. He is a graphic designer, a graphic artist, something like special effects guy. But like, imagine what a fucking $1 billion studio is going to be able to do when they're like, we're just going to license The Rock or license whoever. Actors aren't going to have to fucking show up anymore if they don't want to.
All right, let me change a gear because I saw something on that that Instagram that was kind of, that made me think about you. We talked about this off air and I do want to talk about it because it's fascinating. They had a relationship. So that girl, that the fake AI that's on there, little whatever the fuck her name is, she has a relationship. They show her boyfriend and the, then they show like the storyline of her relationship with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is a, the youth now is telling their tales through Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Is he real?
No, my friend.
It's Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, this is all fake.
You haven't heard that Shia LaBeouf is dating little Michaela?
Yeah. They broke up. They broke up.
Okay. Oh, they did.
Miles Teller has taken her out on a couple
of
coffee
dates. So they're both, those two aren't real.
That's right,
dude. Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm with you.
So anyway, what I was saying was there's a story that's being created, obviously, for their relationship about went out to pasta. It's like, it's, you know, whatever. And they're going to have them break up at some point.
Sure.
Which brings me to this, what you were talking about with me about The Bachelor and the manipulation of the show. This is kind of where that same mindset is of like, you can create this entire world. People in the comments give a fuck. When they break up, it will be an outpouring of people being super upset and mad about two fake people that never dated.
This is the world we live in now is dominated by parasocial relationships. That's relationships that we all have with celebrities or little Michaelas, whatever, where we're looking at them through a screen. They're looking back at us, but they don't know who the fuck we are. They're not really interacting with us, but we're being tricked on a sub-psychological level. This shit started really in the 40s and 50s with TV news anchors. They were like the first real parasocial relationships where they're talking to you through a screen and you're getting the response in your like lizard brain of like, that's my friend. They're looking right at me. Right. They're really talking to me. Now it's all social media is that.
Haptic urethra pen.
So really help that out. Whether it's on this screen or your fucking TV screen or whatever, we're all engaged with so many different people through these parasocial lenses that we don't really have real relationships with. So it doesn't matter if they're real.
He's living it right now. Because him and his girlfriend split up and publicly
To hear that.
And what's crazy about it is the reaction from the fans.
Yes.
And the way that they talk about their relationship as if they know anything about, but they do know a lot about it because they've been public. But the creepiest part is when you'll read stuff or someone will say something to you like people know that we're best friends and people will come up to me and be like, strangers, how's Bobby? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, is he okay?
Right.
Yeah.
And then it clicks in my head. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is, this is a genuine, he's genuinely concerned if Bobby's okay.
And then he's like, let me tell you a little bit more about comedy in the metaverse. And you're like, get the fuck away
this
from
guy's
me.
Back!
Yeah, he just takes a piece of your pizza. Get away from me!
You know, it has been weird, like, because I, you know, this is the first time I've ever been, like, breaking up with somebody that was also a, because people saw our relationship unfold in the podcast.
Like The Bachelor, right? Dude.
Like The Bachelor. And I realized that I no longer ever want to do this again.
You don't want to be public in a relationship.
I'm never going to be a public. I'm going to keep it sacred because it's been the kind of comments I'm getting and the messages. It's just, they cross the line.
Of course they do.
Right? And they're so intrusive. Right?
And then there's
an outpouring of love, but really, you don't know the fuck I am.
No, but to be fair, the people that do say things that are like loving, like what we did talk about, they are showing genuine.
They are.
It's as good as they can get by going, I really do like you. I'm a fan of you.
Yeah.
And I do hope that you're okay through all this.
But
it is
whatever
genuine.
They say is going to rub off wrong, even if they're being positive and supportive, because it's going to creep you out because you're the newscaster in 1940 going, I don't fucking know you.
But do you guys have any parasocial relationships like this? Or have you ever in your life? Have you ever had a deep fandom of any actor, athlete?
I haven't.
Like
I've never been like, I mean, I follow Hulk Hogan
on the
internet. But I don't have to read all. Well, I don't have to read all of his posts, brother. Let me tell you something about parasocial relationships, dude.
What does that mean, Hulk?
Hold on a second. Hold on, Andrew. I'll tell you all about it. Because in 1988, when the mega powers explode, Macho Man thought that I had eyes for Miss Elizabeth. But we were just friends, dude. That's a parasocial relationship, brother. We don't actually.
Kinda.
What does parasocial mean?
Parasocial.
Parasocial. So. Is that me? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Is that me being a fan of somebody or somebody that has, I have a relationship with?
It's a one-sided relationship.
Yeah, it means like outside of your, like this is a social interaction. We're right, in the same room. We're interacting. If I was sending you a DM, that is parasocial. It's outside of like an actual social interaction. It's this like is primarily what all relationships are now. You have a couple of actual relationships in your life with whoever you're dating, whoever your friends are.
Yeah, I have some guys on like Instagram, the guys that are like fans of mine that I've never met them in flesh.
Yeah.
Our relationship is solely based on comedy and
it's parasocial.
Being that's parasocial.
But no, if you're DMing with them, if you're interacting, that is not parasocial.
Oh, okay.
Parasocial is the relationship is like all the people DMing you after your breakup that you've never talked to. They've only watched you through that lens.
Wow.
And they feel like they know you because they listen to you talk. And in many cases, you're probably directly addressing whoever's listening to you through a camera. So it's that what we call on, I do this other podcast called Game of Roses. It's about The Bachelor. And we call it the parasocial gaze. And we rate different Bachelor players' parasocial
gaze.
Eye gaze.
I know. Yeah, G-A-Z-E, sorry. But that parasocial gaze, in terms of like modern celebrity, is one of the most valuable tools you can have.
Wow. When you asked, I was trying to think, did I ever have one of those? Do you ever have parasocial? Were you like?
I don't think I do.
I can't remember. If I ever had one that like really burned.
I mean, there are things that happen socially, like in the media and stuff that I care about and I'm invested in. But I don't know if it's like investment in a certain human being. Is that parasocial, me being invested in in an event?
Yes. Like if you're watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, for example, and you start to feel some type of way about who you think should win who's being funny.
That's parasocial.
And it's like you think now that you know a little bit about their relationship, but all you're doing is watching fucking videos of them. They don't know who the fuck you are.
Right, exactly. Like if you send over 100 DMs to Hulk Hogan on Instagram and he doesn't write you back, that's a parasocial relationship. Right? As an example.
I see.
Now, Bobby, you could have been a January 6th, like I was a January 6th, in the metaverse. Well, the metaverse.
Yeah, dude.
And what you do is you just put on your Oculus, you insert your haptic pen, right? Yeah. And I was there.
Do you think they're going to storm the Capitol now over the Oculus next time?
That would be
They're going to meet in the metaverse to storm the Capitol?
Metaverse insurrection?
Yeah. In Sandbox, the decentralized. Oh, that would be
really great. And then Trump is there in the metaverse.
Well, I would play that game. There was a game called Insurrection, right? And it was like January 6th, and I get to wear my camo.
Uh-oh, this is how it starts.
Yeah, and my camo and like my a flagpole.
Yeah.
Maybe a noose for Pence.
Yeah, man.
Right? And I would act it out.
A noose for Pence?
Yeah, they wanted to kill him.
They wanted to hang Pence.
Sorry, dude, you still can't join the subject.
Yeah, they were yelling out, hang Mike Pence. And they had an actual noose outside the fucking Capitol.
Yeah.
Well, that does, I gotta be honest, the rhythm is good. Hang Mike.
It is. That's
good.
Yeah.
A good rhythm.
Because you're not gonna say, hang Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. It's
too much. Too many syllables.
They were saying, haptic Pence. Haptic Pence.
But I would like to see, like, you know, if I could break the window fast enough.
Yeah. You know I mean? All sorts of challenges.
Yeah, but different challenges. How fast can you keep...
Oh, that's terrible.
When you climb the wall and you keep falling.
You don't know. You can't fall. It's like Donkey Kong.
Imagine he gets kicked out of the metaverse. They're like, we can't have you in here anymore. Yeah. There's just you too.
What if you're wearing those glasses and you're talking to a Chinese guy and it just says ching chong, ching chong, ching. That'd be weird too, right?
That'd be a malfunction.
This is breaking.
Would it be a malfunction? I don't know. Depends on which one you get. You can get the Trump metaverse glasses. Ching chong.
Trump metaverse glasses.
Every time an Asian speaks to you, it'll just say ching chong bing bong.
Yeah.
In your eyeballs.
Yeah.
That is great. You will get different glasses based on who you are and what your price point is. I'm sure they're not going to all work that well.
How much
are these going to be?
I don't know.
Did it say in that article?
Oh, yeah. Like some of them will only do language, but some of them will maybe tell the time. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's like an Apple Watch versus a Fitbit. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All of this shit eventually is a contact lens in your eye that just, it helps you with everything in your life.
What would be cool? Hey, this is all cool shit, but you know what would be really cool? When all this stuff comes to pass, and I'm speaking as a guy who has a fucking podcast that's run by an AI. But when all this stuff comes to pass and it's actually happening, you know what would be cool? We go, wow, that's really crazy shit that's going on out there in the world. Let's get together and talk about it on a podcast. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of weight given to AI entertainment so much in the future. Sure, AI can help. You look at the medical advancements that that you can do in the metaverse. You can have people sitting in a giant classroom learning more interactively. That's great. We, like I said, have a podcast. It's essentially programming our show. But like I also tell you on the show, any good podcast is just two dudes shitting around, right? Sure. So that's what's going to happen when we get Oculus and we get our fucking dickhole pens and all that good stuff. We're going to be sitting here in another 5 years going, can you believe we're immortal?
Go ahead, Chad. I like
oh my God.
I like when you're talking.
I was just going to say, look at what's happened technologically in the last decade or so with smartphones, with the internet, with social media. At this point, technological change, how it's affecting human society is so fucking rapid. It's not going the other way.
Yeah.
All this shit that we're looking at on these screens, like we're at the tip of the iceberg with these things. AI, quantum computing, AR, all this shit. I think within the next 10 years, we're going to see easily as much progress as we saw with the other technologies.
Oh my God.
And I will be holding on to the reins of human civilization in the old school way. I'll be pulling back, still doing dudesy with you and going, no.
Why though?
Stay with me. Let's live over that aquifer. Let's
But that's not true, dude. You're on social media all the time.
Don't know about that.
Yeah, I enjoy
fucking baby, man.
I think despite your outward protests of the way technology is affecting us all, you fucking engage with it as much as anyone else.
Yeah, and I liked video games when I was a kid. So what? What's your point? I know who the fuck I am. I know that I don't want a fucking food pill or a fucking haptic dick pen.
Well, I will take the latter. I do like that.
Human fiancé partner.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let me say this.
Chad, would you, just last thing I want to say.
Chad?
Yeah.
Chad.
When things go down, things are rapidly changing.
He's not protecting you, Bobby. Don't do that because he doesn't give a fuck about you. When it goes down, it's going to be Chad and Chad. It's not going to be Chad and Bobby.
May I ask, though?
It's a no. The answer is fucking no.
Yeah, well, you know who else I know then?
Huh?
Lex Friedman. He'll help me.
Lex doesn't give a fuck about you either. No, he doesn't.
He cares about
human beings.
Yeah, he does, but he doesn't care about Bobby.
He does.
Not specifically.
When the world is going to end, he's not going to help you.
He'll take. I'm not going to move in. I'm going to call.
I'm Lex. You're pitching me right now. Is it going? Are you just yelling at me?
Yeah. I'm calling you. What's going on?
What do you need, Bobby? The world is collapsing.
Information. Things are crashing.
Buddy, you're way. I'm already in the spaceship. I got to talk to you later.
That's what's going to happen.
Lex Friedman is gone. He's gone. Living on fucking Mars.
Yeah. I'll take the call.
See, there we go. And I got him.
He'll be right next to Lex.
Oh, that's true.
What do you mean?
I'll pretend like I'm still here, though.
I'll go to his little castle and those feelings will just
That's funny.
Together.
Your little relationship with Lex Friedman, he's like, hang on. And you're like, Bobby, no, I'm still on Earth.
Yeah.
I'm still on Earth, buddy. I'm in West Hollywood.
Everything's going to be fine. Yeah. I know it looks bad, but everything's fine. Just
come
go to sleep
Hollywood,
tonight.
Meet me for some food pills. Listen, I wouldn't worry about it. In the world Chad is purporting to be our future world, whatever president you want, hey, just pop it into the, you know, your haptic dick pen, and you got Val Kilmer as your president if you want. I wanted more of
Fuck
that.
Yeah, dude.
That would be cool.
I know.
Well, I'd that'll be your experience.
I want to pick
because
that.
Because we'll all just be sitting there in Matrix bowls full of blue gel with a fucking haptic pen in the back of our head,
you know,
and one up our ass.
You know how it could work? It could work like this. We all have to pay our tax money.
No, I'm out. Whatever this is, I'm already fucking
You got to pay your taxes to, in quotes, the government. The government is just an AI. So you put your fucking money in, and then you just get a checklist of where do you want your dollars spent on what? Defense, healthcare, climate change, whatever. And we all get to determine where it goes. And then it produces a president like Lil Michaela that we see distributing that money in fake virtual videos.
And it looks different based on whatever you want it to look
exactly.
like. It can be whatever nationality you like. Right.
Love it.
I don't want a woman being president.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of person you are, whatever kind of flavor you want. All right, Chad, you know what? For years and years, I've thought you were on the wrong path.
But wait.
We have a breakthrough. You thought he was wrong, but now you...
Yeah, I think we are good friends. And I hope that you guys...
Thank you.
Get there someday.
We will. Yeah. And we
Bad
will.
Bad friends pull and good friends.
Thank you. Us a favor. Do us a favor and go watch Dudesy. It's a fucking phenomenal podcast.
Great one. Bye. Thank you for being a bad friend. Bye-bye.
What a tremendous
sign-off.
Why
are you so angry, dude? Like, fucking check yourself.
Yeah, bro.
It's a comedy podcast, man. Relax.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do we... Okay, what? Revenge?
No. What? I didn't say anything.
Yeah, Bobby.
Look at his attitude, man. Live in the moment, man. Bro, be present.
Thank you guys for coming to the
Thanks
show.
For having
Thank
us.
Thanks so for much. Having us. Yeah, this is great.
We did it.
Say goodbye.
Thank you for being back, friends.
That was so much fun, yeah, man. Awesome.